Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 11th of June. Starting off with a stock which is probably one of the favourites of the shorting conspiracy at the moment. Here we see Cat & Eye Innovation. My understanding was that when a company has warrants exercised, it actually receives money, not actually loses money, but happy to be corrected on that. As far as the charting situation is concerned, you can see there's a line of resistance there from April. That's been broken at around the 2.8 pence level today. So an end of day close above that should at least get the shares up to the middle of that W shape that we've had on the retreat from April. That's at 4.5 pence. Obviously a weekly close or end of day close above 4.5 could take the shares up to a partial or even full retest of April resistance towards 10 pence. This stage only really back below the 50-day line at 2.32 pence on an end-of-day close basis would really delay or hurt the bull argument. Obviously, you can see that the floor of the rising trend channel from April is just below 2 pence anyway, so that has actually held to date. A lot of talk regarding Gene Drive at the moment. People seem to be very excited about it. On a technical basis, somebody pointed out we bounced actually above the 50-day moving average at £1.16. There's a line of support, I suppose, from March running through that area as well. So the shares have at least passed that particular test. As far as a momentum trigger on a fresh buy, an end-of-day close above 140, which would be which is the May resistance line, is probably enough to trigger a potential move initially to 160 plus, and then ideally back up towards the £2 area over the following week or two. I suppose the other trigger, if you're cautious, would be to wait for an end of day close back above the 20-day moving average at 146, although that has been a bit of a false signal so far this month. But 140 looks probably a better, a more reliable place as a momentum trigger. One of the small cap, well, it's not actually very small anymore, one of the small cap favourites, Greatland Gold, fresh break to new 52-week highs above 12.5 pence earlier today. Still looking for 16 pence at the top of that rising February trend channel, and that is very much valid while we hold above the 20-day moving average at 11.39 pence. Going on to another stock which is doing rather well at the moment, or trying to recover at least, and that's Caris Resources. Here we're looking for a break above this post-January triangle at 0.15 pence. End of day or a weekly close above 0.15 could take the shares up to the top of that rising March trend channel that I've drawn up to 0.28 as a best case scenario by the end of next month. Obviously back below that March support line and the 50-day line at 0.12 pence would at least negate the potential for a fresh leg to the upside. Been struggling, or seen bulls struggle a bit with Foxtons, which is, I suppose, in a way, some ways, the worst of the bunch in terms of the estate agent plays, has many issues of its own on a fundamental basis. But on the market, looking quite frisky at the moment, breaking out of this triangle from the beginning of April, 55 pence. Above 55 pence, we're looking for at least the area of the 200-day moving average at 68 pence initially. Best case scenario would be a journey to the top of that rising trend channel I've drawn from January at £1.40. Stop loss back below the 50-day moving average at 47 pence on that technical idea. Sunrise Resources has been difficult contender over recent weeks and months, but looks as though it just broken out of this triangle from March and now well above the 50 and 200-day moving averages. Looks like we could go into a golden cross between the 50 and 200-day lines over the next week or two, but at least while we're above the 200-day line at 0.12, we have the chance of a best case scenario target as high as the top of a rising February trend channel at 0.3 pence, and that could be seen over the next 2 to 3 months. Onto a stock which I managed to miss out on, probably because I thought wrongly that it was totally illiquid and totally unreliable. But here we've got Starvest, rising trend channel, very strong one, above the both the 50-day and 200-day moving averages, in fact, above all the sharply rising near-term moving averages. The view at this stage is, at least while we're above 10 pence, we could hit the top of that February trend channel at 25 pence over the next month or two, probably be a fairer thing to say. Last stock of the day on a rather a day when there's rather a shortage of bullish situations is Velocys. Here we broke out of the triangle last week there and broke above the 20-day moving average, currently at 4 pence. While we hold above the 20-day line, looking for a move to the top of that February trend channel top at 8 pence over the next month to 6 weeks. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.